Here lies Mama. Juanita Solis.
We love you.
I almost forgot you existed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
and
sad.
We love you.
You know, she came and then she went for 10 episodes and then she came and she died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mama.
We said that in unison.
Whoa.
That was tasty.
That was delicious.
Welcome to our second in memoriam.
Yes.
Where we are laying to rest Juanita Solis, a.k.a. Mama.
And you might be thinking to yourself, we don't really care about Mama that much. The Hoobs was fun because, like, yeah, you did a bit.
We love the Hoobs.
And we love the
We're
Hoobs.
We're a stan.
But, like, we don't really care about Mama. But the thing you're forgetting is we said we would do memoriams for everyone who dies.
We did,
and
yeah.
And we have to do them for everyone who dies.
Everyone who dies. So, Mom, we're having to pull some favorite moments out.
It's gonna be really hard when Carlos dies to pull some favorite moments from him,
and that's more of a celebration than an in memoriam.
That'll be like a party.
Yeah,
but mama, how should we start?
I asked our Instagram followers at Desperate Dykes on Instagram for some of their favorite moments. I was telling Rachel, we've done in memoriams for like highly unpopular characters so far, so not a lot, but I do have two. Azeril 007 said that one of their favorite moments with Mama was when she got hit by a car.
Jesus Christ.
It's like when the person said when Hoobs died.
Hoobsy died.
I will say I do like the shot before she gets hit by the car when she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And Tom, who we love.
Oh, yes.
We stan Tom, said when she accidentally shoplifted.
Oh, yeah. Well, there should be another one in there. Moment. There should be another one.
Oh, from, I don't know who this is. The Pigeon
Wizard.
Yeah,
I don't know. Oh, okay.
Don't know who that could be. They look like a doofus.
Oh,
in
there. That's kind of rude. Don't be rude
picture.
To our listeners.
I'm being rude to our listener, the Pigeon Wizard. I don't know who this possibly could be. They said when she gave me a little kiss on my cheek after taking me to prom.
It just seems like a very sweet.
Do you
want
moment. To explain that one?
Yeah, like Mama, like.
Are you saying
took me
that
to?
I'm breaking the fourth wall. Are you saying that Mama took you to prom?
Yeah, I'm saying that Mama took me to prom. Because, you know, I was in high school. I didn't want to go to prom. Mm-hmm. And I technically didn't go to my high school prom. So if you want to fact check me and, like, look at my actual senior prom, like, yes, you were correct. I didn't go, okay?
Well, we're suspending our disbelief.
No. This is what I'm saying. I technically didn't go to my prom. You know, I wasn't comfortable wearing dresses, and I wasn't in a place where I could wear a suit, you know? But this isn't about me. This is about Mama.
It's about Mama,
Mama crafted a new prom with all of my friends.
Oh my gosh.
And she took me and she was my date and we slow danced. And the famous song. Yeah. I was 18, so it was fine. and shut up. I was actually in college when this happened.
I'm just taking the story in. I'm just letting it
this
hit
is
me
actually
like a truck,
in 2018 when I first graduated
it hit
college.
Me like a car.
And she took me because she was like, you know what? I know you never had a high school prom, so I'm going to give you like the prom you never had. So I was 21. And it was my 21st birthday. It was a birthday prom.
Okay.
And
okay.
We slow danced to the famous song Head Over Feet by Alanis Morissette, and she kissed me on the cheek.
That's you and Mama's song?
Yeah, that's our song.
That's so
romantic. Every time I hear it, I tear up.
I didn't realize you had such a deep emotional connection with Mama. I'm sorry for your loss.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I've had my time to process. I had 10 episodes to prepare for it.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And, you know, it hit me hard.
And that's why we're here.
Like, the car
that's
hit
why we're
her.
Here today.
But
yeah,
I'm okay.
Andrew's behind the wheel of the car and also your grief. He's behind the wheel of your grief, slamming into you.
It sucks because it's like I said with that one episode where, like, he was so sad to watch. And I said, I see myself a little bit in him. It's like I was driving the car.
That hit mama, yeah. Do you want to know? I thought long and hard.
Okay.
About what my favorite mama moment is. And I'm not as creative as you. So mine, we got to see in the show.
You are, you are.
Well, my favorite mama moment from the show is, it's more of, well, I guess it's from the show, but it's not seen.
Okay.
My favorite mama moment is the implication that she murdered her husband with knitting needles.
Yes, that is my favorite moment also.
I love the idea that she had an abusive husband and she killed him with knitting needles to make a better life for her and her son. Yeah. And honestly, that's some fucking queen shit right there.
Yes, it is.
So that's my favorite mama moment, hell yeah. I think.
Hell yeah.
But she was, I think that, yes, she's hated, right? Because she throws a wrench in the life of the much-loved Gabby Solis. But I think that Lupe Ontiveros is a great actress.
Of course.
I think that Mama's a fun character. I think that she was a fun wrench, and I honestly wish she had been utilized more.
Yeah, me too.
I wish that the coma hadn't taken her out for so long. I wish that she had been able to stay there to keep stirring the pot. I really enjoyed her. I love Mama.
I hope there's like a flashback scene in like season two or something with Mama. I just want like at least one more just like glimpse
more
of her.
Content. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I do wish she was used more. I think she was a great character. I think she was really fun to watch.
Yeah, me too.
And that's my serious moment about Mama.
Now back to the jokes. Back to the goofs.
Did you prepare something?
You know, I prepared something like I prepared. Mm-hmm. I prepared everything.
Obviously, this isn't improvised.
This is not improvised. Just like the Hoob song wasn't improvised. I wrote mm-hmm. that. It took me 2 weeks to write that song. And it took me 10 episodes to write. So it took me 10 weeks. 11 if you count the one that we took off. But I have been...
Can I tell you?
Sure.
The Hoobs song gets stuck in my head frequently.
It was stuck in your head today.
Before it was we stuck in my recording. Head today. I don't know if other listeners feel this way, but Liz's Hoobs memoriam song gets stuck in my head frequently.
And you know, like, I don't want to put pressure on myself to make this as good as that one. I just, like, it just flows out, you know? And I wrote it down. I did spend 10 or 11 weeks on this song. So you tell me if it's good or not.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready to hear it.
Mama Solis. Okay. Mama Solis.
Oh.
We had some great times when you came into our life. We loved you, except for that one person who said their favorite moment was when you got hit by a car. They don't love you like we do.
Yeah.
Mama, 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 mama Solis. You're in our hearts.
Oh, yes.
Remember when you took me to prom and gave me a kiss on my cheek? Mama, Mama Solis, you came in and left. And then you came in and died.
Yes.
Not from a car, but from a fall. And you know what, Mama? I would love to call you on the phone and tell you I love you. Mama, 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 Solis. Solis, Mama Solis.
Do like a Four Seasons thing,
yeah.
You know?
Mama Solis. Mama Solis. Anyway, I hope that was a good song.
That was, I really loved it.
Nothing's ever going to be as good as the Hoobs.
The Hoobs song we peaked.
We peaked at the Hoobs.
We peaked immediately.
But I think this is a fun one.
It's fun?
I think it's a fun one.
It's a fun one. And I think you did a great, beautiful job of honoring Juanita Solis.
Yes, thank you. My first love.
With that. Your first love. Was she your first kiss, be honest?
She was my first kiss on cheek.
Oh my God.
Which was my first kiss.
Oh my God. Well, and with this, we put to rest the memory of Juanita Solis.
Rest in peace, Mama.
Rest in peace.